I don't. I didn't block it. Anyway, I go into Macy's yesterday. And what was I looking for? Oh, well, I was looking to see if they had a little sports sack bag on sale in my style that I like, in a design that I like, but they didn't. The little sports sack store didn't even have one. I feel it's time to buy another little sports sack. But you have to get a style that makes you go, wow. See, now I'm up to, it's got to make me go, wow. You know, and it would be better at Macy's on set, but nobody had any. And then I said, you know something, I need a vacuum cleaner. Now I'm on my vacuum cleaner binge. Because my beautiful Shark vacuum cleaner, I guess you're not supposed to carry it around by the telescoping handle, because after a few years, the handle kind of just falls off. It just telescopes right on. I never thought of it, you know, as I was lugging it around by that handle all this time, but you probably shouldn't. You should find another way to lug it around. And they've improved the Shark vacuum cleaners and all of that. So I said, well, I know Macy's has them, so I'll go look. And I go and I look, and I find one, and I'm like, oh, it's heavy. And it's heavy, and it's heavy awkwardly. You know, like one side of it is really heavy, and the other side of the box isn't. I know, so I'm saying, oh, can I lug this home on the subway? Maybe I should just wait. And Target carries them, but they never have them. And, you know, my vacuum still sucks up the dirt. You know, the handle is just a little weird. And then I say, ah, screw it, I'll buy it. So I go to the cash register, where there's a guy at the cash register. There's a man just finishing up, and there's a woman in front of me. And the woman in front of me moves up to the cashier, and, you know, I take like one step forward. I'm saying, wow, fabulous. There's no line, really. And the woman in front of me says something to the cashier in Spanish, and he answers her in Spanish. And then he looks at me, and he says to me in Spanish, are you two together or are you separate? And she answers him in Spanish that we're not together. Then he looks at me and in Spanish tells me that the line, you know, I was making the line go to the right, and, you know, the line is really supposed to be out to the... Well, who's exactly the wrong person to be speaking to them in Spanish? And I, you know, there are very few times that I say I wish I had made a bigger scene. But I do, you know why I didn't? I didn't, because it was very hot in there, and I was very warm. I looked at that man, and I said, how dare you speak to me in Spanish? I'm an American. This is America. Why are you talking to me in Spanish? And this was like, sometimes I really just get angry, but this was like, I did this as loud as I possibly could, which is pretty loud. Very how dare this motherfucker talk to me in now, look, if they want to cater to these sacks of shit who come to my country and won't learn to speak English by having bilingual... The fact is, the sales clerk, the guy, spoke perfect English. With no accent, nothing. I mean, he was obviously... They like a nice bilingual person. And I'm sure, had I asked for the manager, which is what I really wanted to do, that's what I really wanted to do. Say, what gall. If someone walks up to you and speaks another language and you want to answer them in another language, frankly, I'm against that too. But that's one thing. but just look at me and start talking to me in some other language? What is wrong with you? But it was about 10,000. It's been very warm the last couple of days in New York. And I think all their, you know, sometimes they set the whole heating thing for the winter. Plus it was downstairs, you know, and it was just, it was 50,000 degrees. It was just so hot. So I had spent all this time saying, can I lug this thing home? And I said, if you can't talk to me in English, I'm certainly not going to buy anything. I think I have, I'm always against people getting offended. I was offended. I find that really offensive. It's one thing she walked up, she's speaking to him in Spanish. I mean, I frankly would outlaw the speaking of any language in public except English. I really would. But don't you fucking look at me and talk to me in Spanish? Jesus! You know what's going to happen? I said this. I don't know if I said this on the air. I said this to Garrett. There is going to come a day when they're not going to cater to us anymore. We're going to go into... You know, the Gap already does this, I noticed. If you go into the Gap, and one of the stores, some of the store does it, Virgin Records, they say, are you paying cash? Well, then you can't go to these two registers. You know, they have cash registers now that if you're so retro as to actually want to hand them cash, which I do, because then nobody knows what you're buying. You know, they don't put it on your list. It's not in your dossier what records you bought, what CDs you got. You know, I mean, I know you can't go off the grid and you can't stop them from spying on everything you do. But I am very big on buying things for cash. Because then it throws your dossier off. Then they think they have a dossier, but they don't really. Because they don't know that you bought that little sports sack bag, or that you discovered that Uniqlo store, or, you know, what CDs you bought. So I'm very big on paying cash. And the Gap and Virgin Records are very big on not all the cash registers will accept cash. So that annoys me, but you want a prediction? I guarantee you. Now this may not happen all across the country, but it'll happen in New York. It'll certainly happen in Los Angeles, Dallas, Houston. Well, Arizona won't let it happen because they just made English the official language of the state of Arizona. Yet another reason to move there. You're going to have cashiers that can't speak English. They're going to say, oh, you don't speak Spanish? You're going to have to wait for that one. You mark my words. You mark my words. The more these illegals take over this country, they're going to have to cater more to the Spanish-speaking people. And there are going to be, I mean, there are already in New York stores where I live that if you don't speak Spanish, you pretty much better not go in. But what I'm saying is chain stores, things like, you know, McDonald's, The Gap, stores like that. You're going to have, oh, you speak English? You're going to have to wait for that cashier over there. And, of course, in New York, they're going to use the excuse of they're doing it for the tourists. But that's going to be a lie. You just wait. You just wait. That is coming to a big city near you. This is serious left. Hard to believe, isn't it?